to have this shot completely out of the blue. How are you feeling about that right now?
I'm over the moon. I've had little bits of sleep through the night. We got the phone call originally 3 p.m. yesterday. We sat down, talked about it. By 5 o'clock, we decided we're definitely going for it. And then we had to await a decision from the Boxing Board of Control and the Commonwealth Committee. It got granted at 8:30 last night. Dennis Hobson rung me and said, "We've got it." So from then, it's just been, my life's just changed upside down. And everything's absolutely buzzing, all guns blazing now.
Excellent, because I'm not giving away trade secrets here in the fact that you and I were having a conversation yesterday about a completely different fight, which would have been a stepping stone to a fight like this. And
that's
24
it.
Hours later, here you are.
That's it. Well, these opportunities don't come around that often. I don't believe in fate myself. I believe you make things happen and call it whatever you want. But this happening at this time of my life, after 20 years of boxing, I've never been as fit for a fight anyway and so close to the weight. For it to happen like this, Martin Ward pulling out, it's a shame on his part, but he's got an injury. And the opportunity is there for me. It's a no-brainer. Why not take it? 4 days notice. I know I haven't trained for a 12-rounder, but on paper I haven't, but out on the road, doing my road work, in the gym training, I've been training as if every fight I train as if it's a world title anyway. So this is, it's just made me realise this is what I want. So I've kept training like I'm a champion, and now I'm going to have the opportunity to show it.
How do you, I mean, there has to be some form of change, doesn't there? Because it's a different fighter with different tactics. And it, obviously, it's, well, as you mentioned there, the longevity potentially of the fight
is different
as well. So even in the space of 4 days, do you have to do anything differently to what you would have done?
Of course it is. Well, say last night, we were working on a few different things, me and Ryan Rhodes. It was taking me... We did some bag work, and he was just sat on the windowsill watching me, judging me, telling me what to do, and then took me in the ring on the pads. And by the end of it, we just did 6 rounds. And by the end of it, I said, "Do you think I should take this fight?" And he went, "I definitely do." Just because I proved it to him just in that little session there. I'm not everything. I can't get too much away, obviously, but everything, what we've been working on over the last 8 months for me, what I needed to change for the positive in me from what I've done wrong in the past, is now going to show this Saturday. I've changed a lot of things, and for the better, but there's still the old Ross in there. So if it gets in close, things like that, I'm always going to be the stronger opponent. I'm big for my weight, and there's not many people out there that can bully me around at heavyweight, so there's no one at my own weight going to be able to push me back. And this guy certainly isn't. He's not been in with anybody like me.
I was about to say, what do you know about Cunningham here? Because it's not as if, I mean, certain fights in the early part of your career, I dare say you're probably seeing the guy for the first time when you step into the ring. It's not quite the case here. So what do you know about him?
Well, it is, actually. I went in the gym last night. A few lads said they've seen him before, they've watched him on YouTube. I'm not doing none of that. When I get in there, and I will judge it from that first round, I'm not going to go on YouTube now watching him, things like that. I boxed Mike Robinson for the English title. I boxed him first, just on a four-rounder, and I got a draw. A very, very tough game, kid. I knew he were a good amateur. And then we ended up getting a rematch, and it ended up being for the English title. I ended up stopping him in the seventh round, and I'd still not watched any more on him. I just went on the first fight and corrected it. This guy, I'm going in the first round, I'll suss him out, and I'm going to take everything from there. And I believe how strong I am and my jab and everything, how well I'm moving, he's not going to even spar with anyone as good as me, never mind box anyone. So it's my time.
So the possibilities that would follow potentially a win here are even more endless than perhaps they were before, aren't they? I mean, everything goes well on Saturday, then the whole your whole career, if you like, goes on such an upward curve. You're in a different field, aren't you?
Yeah, my mum hit the nail on the head last night. She sent me a text because she's actually gone on holiday this morning, so she's not going to be here for it. My dad stayed at home because he wants to come and watch me, but my mum didn't want to give it up, and she texted me, she's just put, the world is your oyster now, and it certainly is. From what can come of this is great things, but this is a great thing. This is one of the boxing's elite titles, and I'm going to be champion this Saturday. It's what I've worked for. I've been in boxing gym 20 years. It's a bit like Kell Brook's story. Kell was one of the first people I text this morning saying about it, and he texted me straight back and he said, believe it, because you can do it. And I certainly do.